Hi, Stacy. This is Mike Gill.
Hey. Yeah, I thank you for calling. Yeah, I'm trying to do this amended complaint because I think this is, they've issued motions to dismiss and the judge has given me three shots. And I think I finally have an attorney who is, if he could have moved his law firm schedule around, he would have taken the case. But the judge is kind of thinking, well, because I don't have a lawyer representing me, and because they're basically just going, she's crazy. What do you mean? We didn't kidnap her and hold her hostage, like, blah, blah, blah. And then the judge at first was kind of like, she thought the whole story was outlandish, right? And then by the third complaint, they said, okay, so even if Flynn did send a security team to her house, and the judge is like, wait, what?
I think I heard this. Is this recorded?
What?
Did you have a recording of Joe Flynn, something about threatening you, coming to the house, taking your phone?
Yeah. The security team that was already holding me hostage took my phone and took it to the Willard in D.C.
I didn't know who you were, but I know that story. I seen a clip. I was on Michelle Moore show. And I see a clip with Joe, because that guy, Joe Flynn, was trying to reach and threaten Michelle. I mean, this guy's a bully. But
yeah, he is.
But I didn't put it together. Here's what, I don't know if you know who I am.
I mean, I've heard of you a little bit. I was looking at some stuff online, and I saw you kind of going up against Flynn, which I appreciate.
Let me tell you, I'll go real quick through the story. What I did was I owned the largest brokerage firm in the United States and the largest racing stable in the world. But I uncovered the money laundering network in New Hampshire that turned out to be that of the deep state. Now, when they put $935 billion in it through the Pandora's papers, my evidence became Pandora's box. Now, the laundering network. Now, I met Flynn reached out to me, you ready? By text, which would be evidence. On December 18, 2020, from the Oval Office, you know, standing in front of Trump, along with Sidney Powell, they reached out to me to intercept my evidence, the settlement agreements, all this, and it's all in text messages. I have emails, text messages, phone calls with Flynn and his whole team. They were intercepting my evidence so Trump couldn't use it to leverage their money. That's why Trump says Pandora's box. That's me.
Wait,
with
like,
that evidence.
So what? So they were. How did they know about you to reach out to you from Trump's office?
The FBI. The FBI. If you look at what my story is, I go to the FBI. I confront them with the evidence. I turn around, go to the DEA. Got the largest fentanyl seizure in history. 80,000 pounds. The cartel that's in New Hampshire is the Sinaloa cartel with Aganos, the same as you have here. Flynn wanted me work for them. Flynn wanted me on the team. I'd be on the Great Awakening. They would use the money laundering network to leverage. That's what they're doing. That guy's John's Chris Sununu. He's blocking the any investigations. What you're seeing these guys do, what Shelby's going to do with Flynn, they're going to set up Trump at the convention and make it a broker convention. Flynn's running around the country trying to get delegates not to vote so it doesn't hit a majority and it all goes to a second vote. That meeting with Shelby Bush, she admitted it. She's afraid because they're going to blame her as the scapegoat. And I asked her directly, and it's all on tape. Liz has the whole recording, even that they brought you up. Now, Liz, all of a sudden now, oh, I don't want to give it to you. Really? So they're going to use it as leverage in deals instead of tell the American people really what's going on.
Yeah, that's
they
what
knew.
Liz does. Yeah. I wish you would have. I wish you would have recorded it. That's too bad.
Well, they checked me for. They would have checked me for recording. Liz had it in her underwear. No shit. Right. So this evidence with Flynn. Now you know what Flynn's doing. She also said 98% of this Bush did. That said that it's CIA, and she heard about that as in a meeting at the Trump International Hotel with these people. They know. What Bush is afraid of is she's going to get caught as the scapegoat. She was all in, and it was all Flynn. And I'm afraid Liz is using this politically as leverage rather than telling the American people.
That's what she does. She uses it to advance herself. Like
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, that's what she does. She records, and then she makes it look like when she does that, she then threw me under the bus and made it, because all these people are getting leveraged and blackmailed. And so Liz made sure to point out that I record so that like it looked like I was the one blackmailing and leveraging. And that was all Liz, like, setting that up so that I was the scapegoat. And everybody thought it was me, and they all blame me, when in fact it's Liz. It's Liz that's been blackmailing all of the legislators and all of that. And that's why they bounced her from the legislature, because she was
right.
going in there.
You know what? It feels like that to me. That was the move. And she used me in there to leverage them with me and my evidence.
Yeah.
And that was the recording. I see it. Well, I told her today. I did text her. She was saying, well, we're going to work on this, Mike. We're going to help this. I go, I'll tell you what. I'm coming with all of this out on Friday's show. So you can come up with the tape, or I'm just simply going to say that you have it. And there's witnesses that you have it. And want me to tell you the other ones have it. And here's the kicker. She's not going to deny it. Because she needs it. This is insurance.
Yeah. Yeah, she does. She totally uses. She totally blackmails and uses the tape with, like, and then she's made people think it was me. I'm the one who, like, has no problem putting stuff out there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't use it for anything, and I'm not advancing, obviously, in anything politically. So, but Liz is, and Liz does, and she does, and totally, she was blackmailing all the legislators. And that's how she ended up getting, like, a lot of, well, ultimately they got pissed off about it, because, you know, that's why she got booted. They don't want to say that, because, well, then that looks bad, because then people go, well, what evidence did she have that, you know what I mean?
I do. She was turning around and telling, you know, like, leveraging, saying, listen, I'm going after the cartel. These guys are all owned by the cartel. And I understand those things, but she was looking like she was going for it, presenting it, and then all of a sudden we have this, and I see another side. I go, maybe she's telling people what they want to hear and not doing anything. And I met this guy, John, on the phone with him, a little bit, the lawyer. Mm-hmm. I ain't too crazy about him either.
Which
was
John?
John
Thaler.
Yeah. I'm crazy about him too. See, it was like he was. I didn't think he knew what the hell he was talking about.
He doesn't. He's like he's another shill for. You know, I've looked at his evidence really closely because, you know, I mean, I want to believe that there's, you know, some stuff, but it's not. It's all just garbage. And then when you go look at the police reports, there's like his ex-wife. There's 17 reports of domestic violence, and you can go read, like,
and how old, and when I asked him, I go, how old, I had a funny feeling about this guy. I go, how old's your wife? Oh, she was much younger. And I'm going, I wonder how much younger. I mean, the guy, I got a bad feeling, but you know what, it's not fair to say completely anything like that on my end, but I'm just saying I was uneasy. Now this thing with Liz and everything happened, I'm going to come out and tell people what happened. I won't say anything to you, but on your court case, just know I do have evidence, and I can send some stuff over to you about communicating with Flynn, and on that, and that he's tied into the J6.
Yeah, no, he's tied into the. So, like, what did? So you didn't. So you owned the horse racing thing, like,
yeah.
He found you went to the FBI before January 6th about money laundering?
Oh, many years before. Right. If you've got to look at something, you can just pull Google up and Google who I am. Go to State of Corruption YouTubes. I found the laundering network in 2013. You see me post multiple $50 million settlements offers with the IRS, is the banking department and the banking commission, Department of Revenue, everything that audits. That's the laundering network. It's our government. That's part of it.
Wait, so the government is laundering with the cartel?
How about this? You think the IRS isn't in on this if they can move trillions and they're watching you transfer $600? Of course they're in on it. Well, listen, they're on the settlement and want to pay me. Now, do you know what Flynn wants? Control of that evidence. That's why they reached out to me.
So why would he have been reaching out to you while he's in the... So he reached out to you while he was in the Oval Office with Powell?
You got it. And it's all on... And it's posted everywhere. Right. And then the second thing from the Oval Office, he's asking me for the settlement. Why? Because my evidence could have saved Trump by leveraging the deep state with their money. What do you think? Remember Epstein and Maxwell?
Mm-hmm.
You know how they arrested Maxwell in New Hampshire?
Yeah.
She was a money launderer. Who, Representative Bill Shaheen, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, who's on my $50 million settlement? You see, it's all about blackmail and extortion and money laundering. All of what you see they steal and they rob and they turn around and sell drugs, all has to be hidden and clean. We're looking for the Grand Canyon. How about this? You ever heard of Planet Fitness?
Mm-hmm.
It's owned by the Sinaloa cartel. Dick Anagos. I have it all. I have the CEO. In fact, they're saying, talking about it now. But that's how big this is.
Yeah.
But Flynn, now here's the thing with Flynn.
Cartel owns a lot of U.S. businesses.
I know. Here's the thing with Flynn that's going to happen. Flynn's not running for VP or office. Flynn's going to light a match after they have this broker convention and try to get Haley in there. Then you know what Flynn's going to do? Why do you think him and Ray Klain and all these guys are over the top about threatening the FBI and the CIA? What do you think happened on J6? The same plan. It was the same Flynn. Guess what? They're going to turn around, get everybody all upset. This is going on with Trump. And then they're all going to start getting arrested. Hey, you were saying assassination. You were saying this. What, do you think the feds are stupid and aren't watching? You think Raikin can go on Alex Jones' show and say, hey, you know what? If they assassinate Trump, that's a great idea. Then we'll have Flynn come in. You think they get away with that stuff? It's a setup. Take a look at who and what I've done.
So,
all right, I know that that's coming that way.
I believe you. Like, so was Shelby saying that she knew that that's what they were doing? Or like,
how? Yeah, exactly. And she's afraid that she's going to get caught as the scapegoat. They're going to turn around and say, hey, you got Trump beat. And you know what she did? She used me to leverage them back so that she wouldn't. She was supposed to release a press release on last Saturday and didn't. And Flint and Liz is sitting on that tape and don't want the American people to hear it.
Well, what did Shelby say?
Like, well, about the 98%. When I asked her, I said this very directly. You know that Flynn and these people are working for a brokered election. She goes, yes. I said, you're only talking to me because you're afraid. Yes. You're afraid that you're the scapegoat, 100%. So you're looking for me to tell you which way to go out. She goes, yes. I said, how's two ways? The first door, you warn the American people what they're doing, and you prevent it, and you save President Trump. Or what happens is that it goes on still, but you warned everybody ahead of time. You told them that it wasn't you and the plan. So either door, you win.
Right.
And she's picking zero door. That means she took it and used it as leverage as an insurance policy that they wouldn't use her as a scapegoat. Shelby Bush looked out for herself, and she brought this monster that looked like a, you know, like a Hell's Angel guy, motorcycle guy, armed, and came, you know, with the threatening bullshit kind of thing. And then when I confronted him about working with Flynn, he wouldn't say anything. And do we not know that they move drugs with motorcycle groups? I can tell you this was... That's why we want that tape.
So
if we don't...
Shelby was saying... Okay, how does she know they're brokering the convention, did she say?
They told her. They're working for her to do that. That's why she's afraid. Think about this. If you're going to turn around and have Mickey Haley be... the Republican candidate. How do you do that? How do you do that? Do you know the rules of a broker convention?
I'll admit.
All right. If Trump doesn't get the majority on the first vote, it's open to anybody. They're blocking votes. That's what Flynn is doing. They're sinking Trump. So Trump doesn't get and that's what Bush is doing. They don't get the delegates on the first majority. They turn around and they nominate Mickey Haley. That's the plan. Military industrial complex. Right.
And Shelby, like they told her that, who told her that that's what they're doing?
Well, you know, I asked her if she knows what they're doing. And she's saying yes.
But she didn't tell you who told her?
Who? Well, she was talking nothing but Flynn. So it had to be coming from Flynn and Vandersteel and Patrick Byrne. And Patrick Byrne's such a nice guy. I go, such a nice guy. He goes, yeah, look at how he was going after Clinton with the FBI. I go, is there something the matter with you? The FBI's been protecting Clinton. Not going after him. Byrne just gave us a cover bullshit.
Right.
And then yeah, when he send her $700,000?
If he'd actually gone after Clinton, then she would be in jail. Like, if he, like, you know what I mean? Like, if he did what he said he did, like, they would have had the evidence to go after her. Like,
this is what happened. The IRS knocks on his door, says you owe about $50 billion, and you work for us now. There you go.
Right.
That's Mike Lindell, too.
Right.
That's it. Lindell's company was it making money? It was dying. He made more money on the election grift than anybody.
Right.
He was a cash cow. He was part of the J6 team.
Right.
Oh, see, this was a plan. The same team is blowing it up again. And the target is the same people. And all these dumbasses on Q listening to this shit and that shit are walking right into the cage again.
Right.
Well, so on Friday. Now, here's the thing, what you have to understand, your situation with Flynn. I would try to hang on as much as possible because Flynn's going to light a match and he ain't going to want to be in a lawsuit with you with a deposition.
I know. That's why I need to do amended complaint tonight. So try to save the case because
get it done. Because you know what? I don't know what you may be sitting on something you don't have an understanding of right now. Because this could get awful interesting. And believe me, the guy who put all this together will not want to stand in a deposition. And in a civil deposition, he can't claim about self-incrimination, the fifth.
I mean, he can, but it's used against you. So, yeah.
Right. So I'm telling you, I would hold that together. And it's not going to take long. We're talking about the convention. What are we talking, a month?
Yeah, I'm trying to pull it together. But, like, so they were in the Oval Office on
December 18th, 2020. And I'm going to want you to Google something. Jack Smith, a month ago or so, said that this day has to be further examined. And then 2 days later, Flynn gets 8 subpoenas.
Right.
All right. Well some he was of those reaching were, out to
some
me.
Some of those were me. Like, I sent Flynn some subpoenas. Because you know how he said they were about a lawsuit in Arizona? That's me.
Yeah.
That's me.
No, I there was others, but I'm sure. But those subpoenas was for December 18th. Remember who didn't go to jail and how many people that did. Well, you know, none of the Flynn players went to jail.
Yeah, yeah. Well, some of them are the AG's office, the Arizona AG's office, because I've talked to them and told them what the stuff with Flynn. Like, they know all the stuff with me with Flynn. Like, you know, so they do know
something. You can't trust the AG's office either because, what is it, a bunch of lawyers?
I know. I agree with you. I think something's really weird because they're not really, like, they've taken my information. They're being very close-chested about what what's going on.
Well, you know what they did? They got your information, which is what they wanted. Right. And usually how they get your information in your direction, by coming to you like somebody's going to help.
Right.
How about this? Did anybody help? Actually help you?
No.
There you go.
I know. Well, all of these guys came to me like they were going to help. Like,
that's,
you know,
it.
Everybody did.
Defining out what you have.
Yeah, totally. How did Flynn find out you? So what was he? So on the 18th, he was in Trump's office and he, like, let me get this clear. Like, what was he trying to do? Like.
All right. I better leave in a minute, but I'll tell you this. What happened, what I undercovered was the laundering network, mm-hmm. which you're going to find out that they used a singular state to hide the senators, the congressmen. That's what I found. Now, what happened was the feds knew I had a Department of Justice habits. It's all in writing, and if you Google me, you'll see all that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened was when they started the insurrection on that December 18th, they wanted to intercept my evidence so Biden couldn't be leveraged, Clinton couldn't be leveraged, Shaheen couldn't be leveraged, so that Trump could use that. So from there, when they started the insurrection plan, part of the plan was to intercept my evidence that Trump wouldn't get it. And I was sending it all in to Flynn, and you see it every day, text messages, emails, everything that is that laundering network, you see. Hard, absolute evidence. None that they dispute. So, what happened after J6, though, it was a trap. And then I've been outing Flynn since to find Flynn inside the podcast world, planning the same operation using the same people.
So Flynn reaches out to you claiming that he's with Trump and wants to save Trump.
Yes. That he's going to use my evidence against the deep state, against Biden, and save Trump. What he was doing was intercepting my evidence so Trump couldn't use it, because I was in Washington before that trying to get it to Trump.
Oh.
And they knew it. So the feds turn around and go, hey, you got to intercept this guy's evidence before you put the plan in place or it gets all screwed up.
And why because you would have continued trying to get it to Trump?
Right.
But how come you don't just get it to Trump?
How about this? Did you give your evidence to Trump?
I mean, supposedly through Flynn.
Right? Supposedly through Flynn to me. I thought I was giving it to Trump, as you did.
Right.
That's what he did. He intercepted the evidence on the disguise of giving it to Trump when he was never going to do it.
Is there a way to now to get it to Trump separately from Flynn?
What do you think Trump's turning around and saying Pandora's box all the time? Everybody rattles his cage. That is me.
So
that is my evidence.
So Trump already, so he has your evidence now.
You know what, I can't say too much on this phone, but I can tell you that that is what he's leveraging with. Doesn't change the courts. Doesn't change the ruling maybe of the Supreme Court with the immunity. You see, it's maybe keeping him out of jail, but it's part of it. And I'm saying give it to the people. Let them know their congressmen, their senators, they're corrupt and taking money and who's paying them.
So,
I mean, what did they say? 98%? What did Assange say?
Of Washington.
Washington is corrupt?
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't doubt that at all. I used to say that too. Like, yeah. I mean,
it's the dark money that pays these people.
Right.
The cartels and so forth. The government sells protection. You know, it wasn't like I fell up a turnip truck when I started this too. I mean, I was the world champion of thoroughbred racing, you know, a sport of kings around the world. I got that from being a seminarian, being a priest, all right? So, in other words, it's all reading what I'm seeing and following. All right, so my suggestion is try to keep that in place, because your circumstances could change immediately. Watch on Friday. Now, this is the only thing I'll leave you with, is just a thought. Now that I know from the contact of that phone and all. Now, if you're going to be in court and with a judge, you want them to know that people are seeing what's going on. And if you know who I am, I'm the guy that goes in with cameras in the courtroom. My suggestion is, just a thought out there, you may want to tell your story to someone like Michelle Moore.
Yeah.
Because then you get to see, at least they hear your side. A judge might turn around and say, you know, now that people are watching, they're going to be a little slower to dismiss it. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm telling you to think about it. Because if you're in a lawsuit with this guy, you don't be silent. You want to be public. You see, like a guy like Joe Flynn, you make sure that people are watching your situation. That's my advice.
Yeah.
And advice I've taken.
Is Trump, like, if they do the brokered convention, though, then he's out.
Right.
So.
And Shelby Bush had something to do with it.
Well, Shelby Bush was, like, she's the one who basically, so, like, my story, Shelby was the one who tried to set up so that Flynn could raid the election center based on lies in Arizona. Mm-hmm. She tried to set me up. So I was a huge, huge Trump supporter, right? Like, at very effective, I think, at winning over a lot of people. I mean, I won over a lot of Democrat friends in favor of Trump. And next thing I know, so this guy's approaching me claiming that he's a government official. And it's a long story, but I end up recording him because something felt off, right? And he's in my house and he's telling this story that he's a government official, that the summer girl is there and she's, you know, an associate of his. And he claims that he's a government official and he's part of a counterfeit ballot. He was doing security for election fraud for a counterfeit ballot operation. And he works for this Mayhem Security, which is associated with Flynn. Like, and they do intel gathering for members of Congress. And they also do political black ops. And they ran security for the busloads of migrants that they took to Kamala Harris's doorstep. But they also do security for congressmen like Mark Kelly and stuff like that. So they play ball on both sides of the aisle. So they're this security team company that's like multinational and, you know, all of that. They're in Arizona. They're called Mayhem Security Solutions. They're affiliated with Flynn. Well, the guy that comes to my house and poses as a government official and claims that he's part of this running counterfeit ballots worked for that company, Mayhem. So essentially, like, Flynn's guy comes to me and does this false confession, right? Like, makes up this fabricated story. Well, I wasn't supposed to secretly record it. I was supposed to just hear the story. And then the next day, Shelby Bush is in D.C. with Giuliani and Sidney Powell. Just coincidentally, she's in D.C. with Sidney Powell and Giuliani. And she says, we need you to do an affidavit right away because we need to get a FISA warrant. We need you to do an affidavit repeating what he told you. And we need to use it to get a FISA warrant because it implicates foreign interference and the executive order. And we need to do that to get a FISA warrant to seize the election center before they certify. And so I chicken out, you know, I'm like, wait a minute, you know, because I was already having people show up outside my house and stalking and surveilling and stuff like that. So I'm like, yeah, no thanks. So, but in the process of Shelby pushing me, and trying to push me to do it, I I disclosed that I secretly recorded the night before what had happened. Well, Shelby then, like, freaks out. So instead of being like, oh, hey, that's awesome, that's even better, you got a recording of the guy, right? Suddenly they flip out, and that wasn't a good thing. It wasn't a good thing because they were trying to set it up to where his partner could say, that wasn't, you know, when they needed to throw me under the bus, his partner could have said, that wasn't what he said. You know what I mean? And it would have been a he said, she said. But by me recording, it like proved what happened. Well, so they freak out and they don't know what to do and they're flipping out and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So then Maricopa County certifies on, you know, a couple days later without them getting the FISA warrant. Well, so, and at the time they said they had DOJ prosecutors on board, and that's where Richer comes in, and Shelby Bush was working with Richer at the time, and they were also working with some higher level DOJ officials. Well, so Maricopa County certifies. Well, then Kelly Townsend, who was working closely with Flynn as well, she had told me, yeah, no, I saw the guy at the election center. I personally witnessed him. She was trying to push me to sign the affidavit for them to get the FISA warrant, which I almost did. So then Maricopa County certifies. Well, then Kelly Townsend tells them, you guys, if she recorded coke, because she knew me really well. Kelly knew me. She said, if she recorded coke, she probably recorded you guys pressuring her to sign the affidavit.
Oh, boy. And we need friends, huh?
Exactly. So they all start freaking out. Well, the next day, I'm at my house, and there's one of the guys that's associated with Shelby comes over, and he's like, you're still in danger, but I'm nearby if you need anything, blah, 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 right? And he's also on the Eli Gold Foundation board with Flynn, this guy John Shattuck. And he does all this border stuff and claims that he infiltrates the Taliban and the cartel and all this stuff, right?
Right.
So he's somebody you really want to look into, like, because I think there's something really crazy going on down at the border with him and those guys. But so he comes over and tells me I'm in danger, but he's going to be nearby. Well, that afternoon.
That's who you're in danger with, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that afternoon, I get, there's an attempted break-in at my house, and I'm there. And I panic, and I call 911, and the police
show. You think they were after the recording, huh?
They were. How did you know?
No, just like a guess.
I'm such an idiot, though. I didn't catch on to all this. Like, the police show up, and there's a bunch of police show up that because I have a protected address and because of prior domestic violence, so I was already a protected address, you know, so they know to rush over. Yeah. So they sent several police cars. I had all these police at my house. And John Shattuck, because he'd said that earlier in the day, I just automatically sent the security camera footage of the attempted break-in while I was still on the phone with 911, right? Like, because, you know, he had just said, I'll be nearby. So he shows up with Coke's boss, with the guy who had lied and told the fabricated story. He shows up with that guy's boss. And he's like, you're in danger. You need a security team. Wilson's going to get a security team. And he tells the cops, you know, we're working with Sheriff Mark Lamb and the feds. And we, you know, there's a case, there's a big case, and she's a witness and blah, blah, blah. So the police basically back off because they think, okay, there's a federal, and, you know, there's, it's a higher authority. So in front of the police, they usher in this heavily armed security detail of former law enforcement officers. Some of them knew the police that were there. So they usher them in, and now the police leave. I'm still shaken up and, you know, like, you know, I'm on oxygen. I've got health issues. Like, the police leave this heavily armed security detail in my house. And so,
Nice job for the cops.
Yeah, yeah.
How about this? Did they get the tape?
Yeah, like right away, because they're like, your life's in danger. Obviously, somebody's just trying to break in.
Once they got the tape, did they leave?
No. Then they tried to convince me that it was all true, that their whole effort was all true, and that they were legitimately, that they have all this evidence proving that Coke, you know, that even, so now, this is Coke's boss, right? He's going, he works for me, but he also does contracts with the government directly. He has security clearance and blah, blah, blah. He goes, I'm going to help John take him down, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's saying all this stuff. And so they're convincing me that it's all true. And so then Sidney Powell is going to file a lawsuit, you know, with these facts to go
out. They did the same with me, with Sidney Howell, in the lawsuit. It was all horseshit.
Yeah.
Did she have you sign an affidavit?
Oh, yeah. They were pushing me.
Okay, me too.
Yeah. They used you as a witness in one of their cases?
That's how they snatched your evidence. You didn't make a copy, did you?
I did.
Do you still have a copy?
Yeah, I have a copy of everything.
Why haven't you made that public?
I have. Like, a lot of the stuff.
Well, not enough. More people need to know about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I mean, I think you should talk to Michelle. All right? Michelle Moore. I can talk to her about you. All right? And if you want to speak to her, listen, you've got to blow that up. You know what safety? Safety is that everybody knows what you know. So all of a sudden, no one's worried about what you know that hasn't been told yet.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I did. So I put stuff out there, like, public. I gave stuff to the January 6th committee.
Give it to the people.
They started threatening. Those guys started threatening me, saying that if anything goes public, I was going to get murdered. Like, Flynn's guy, who was his security on January 5th and 6th, well, like, actually, it was his security for that meeting on the 18th and all of that. He called me and said that if anything goes public, I would get murdered. And I posted that on Facebook, and then there was an article about it. But this is a guy who was literally glued to Flynn
Is it Raiklin, is it?
No, his name's Mike Kinney.
Okay.
His nickname was Coyote.
Is it Seth Ketchell, Raiklin?
Yeah.
Are kind of his guys.
Yeah, no, this was his security guy. This was the one that was okay. Like, yeah, he's the one that's in all the pictures. These two guys were, well, I had probably about 15 different security team guys from this particular security team, because they'd bring in three to five at a time, and then two or three days would rotate with another group. And like, this went on for months, actually. Like, and they ended up stealing my phone and taking it to the Willard with all the recordings, and they were basically trying to manage the narrative and stay out ahead of me. But I kept recording them and then recording them more, and then they were trying to And then
those recordings might have saved your life, by the way.
Oh, I think they did.
I think they did too.
Although I went through living hell because I was too stupid to know that they were constantly trying to get the recordings. So, like, I was recording, but then they were manipulating. And by the way, Shelby Bush and Liz Harris were 100% part of Flynn's team. Like, so. I'm just telling you, I'm concerned.
No, I see that. She's telling me, oh, well, I see it now, and I see it. This is what Liz. And with Shelby, I can see her. She's deep into it. Now, the thing with Liz about going back, I don't know how much is this is political versus getting it all out there. So if she doesn't, I'm going to say what happened on Friday. I won't mention your name, but I do think, and even for your case, for your better well-being, make that public.
It is public, I mean, though. Everything I've said is public.
I know, but I'm just saying, put it on a platform where people are hearing. You don't want to disappear with this. How about this? I didn't know about it.
Well, that's partially why I'm putting it in the court documents, too, because if anything happens to me, it's like in the federal court.
Yeah, I know, but the courts are corrupt. The courts aren't going to save you.
No, but
how about this? The courts saving Trump?
No, but it's lodged in a place that Flynn can't make it disappear.
You don't know that.
From the court record.
I'm just saying. Yeah, and you know what? They put a sealing order on it. The same judge. No one gets to look.
Well, it's not. That's not the case right now.
No, it's not. But it could. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing I'm saying to you. As far, how about this? I lived that, doing that, which is why I'm alive. When I caught them, I had to put it out there. Because if you have something, just like this, you had something that wasn't out there yet, and they were prepared for breaking into your house, they sent a security about that. What did you have that was that dangerous to them?
It was a recording of them trying to get... It was Shelby.
Agreed.
It was a
And what were they afraid of?
Here's my point. This is why I'm saying Shelby's part of them. It was a recording of Shelby with them trying to pressure me to get a FISA warrant. That's what was
right.
So dangerous, is Shelby, they're covering for Shelby. So they didn't put all that
manpower and resources
into getting my stuff if Shelby wasn't a big player on their team. You see what I'm saying? Like,
think about what you're saying now with that news with Shelby. And consider now what I'm doing on Friday with Shelby and Liz. You're going to have the world watching right now of what that plan is with that brokered convention, and that you have evidence with Shelby with this Flynn people. If you were ever going to drop the evidence, is there a better timing?
Well, I think you go out and you say what you're going to say Friday, right? Drop what you have. And if I continue pushing the court stuff, and then if Shelby doesn't come out with it, right? Then then it exposes her even more, and then that's the good time for me to come out with it. I think it's better for me to come out with it after the broker.
How about this? You know what after is? The broker election convention. Now you ready?
Mm-hmm.
If you ever come out with it that you knew before and didn't say it, it'll tear you to pieces. So you know what you do? You don't say anything then. You either say something now or you keep your mouth shut.
Okay. I mean,
because what happens is, then you knew.
But you're going to say it. You're going to say, like, I only know something hearsay by hearsay, and I don't even understand.
You know what you just told me about them taking your...
Oh, that stuff doesn't...
And that Shelby was behind that. I say that is important news when it comes down to Shelby. Now, I'll be doing Shelby, and you can watch that on Friday. Just, my suggestion, afterwards, it don't count.
Well, I've been putting the stuff out about Shelby. I've been putting the stuff out about Shelby like for 4 years now. Like,
right?
I mean,
but you haven't put it out into the end. It's at the end of the plan. It's at the end of the operation. It's the move. It's why I'm in Arizona. Do you think I want to be here?
No, I've been putting it out since like that's what I'm. What did Shelby say about me?
That you had evidence, it was in some storage, and it's something about ballots or something. And she's not releasing the information or the evidence, but I understand that her storage locker's coming up due, so maybe we can get it. No, that doesn't mean anything to me. Maybe it does to you. I mean, does storage locker sound
well,
ridiculous?
Well, so in the storage is the shredded ballots, but I think...
That's what they want.
They want, yeah, but they're just shredded ballots that are...
They want them. How about this? I didn't know anything about them. Why did they bring it up?
Right.
And the other thing I would tell you about, did they all throw you under the bus?
Yeah.
So listen, if this thing goes south, wouldn't it be like them to throw you under the bus?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's why you move and you tell the people. Then they don't believe them. You. And you do it before it happens. Again, the advice that I take myself, But if you're doing it afterward in a lawsuit, they'll stone you. What, you're going to cash in on it? You didn't tell us, and this happened?
No, they offered me $400,000 for the shredded ballots. They're not, I don't have access to them, though. It's Flynn's guy who has them. I have just been paying for the storage unit to not destroy.
Well, you know, I didn't know anything about that. For some reason, they're concerned about it. Shelby is.
She's just using it to manipulate. I think what she's trying to do is, she's afraid that they're going to throw her under the bus. That's why she's looking. She tried to throw me under the bus. Her and Liz already tried it, and it with the whole shredded ballots thing, and it didn't end up blowing up the way they hoped. And so now
still on their minds.
Well, it's on their minds because they want to still try to throw me under the bus. But it's
and
not
that's
working.
That's why I'm saying you go public.
I've already gone public, though. That's what I'm
saying.
Well,
you know what? How about this? You could be public in the woods and a tree fall down and nobody hears it. What happened? So I'm telling you, nobody knows your
position.
Like
everybody knows. A lot of people know.
Oh, you mean the few people in Arizona? The ones that are corrupt?
No, a lot of people know. There was national news about it.
And you're okay then. But don't worry about getting backstabbed.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not worried about it.
Meeting, though. If you can get the tape, I would listen to it if I were you.
Okay.
That's all I'll say.
Yeah, I was just trying to warn you about Shelby and Liz.
Okay. You're right, and I thank you. And your opinion seems to be correct. So...
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It was nice speaking to you.
Okay,
I'll talk to you.
You too. Okay. Bye.